Unit 5. Listening and Speaking. Task 1. To tell the truth, it's impossible for us to close the deal based on your offer. There is competition from America. They could give us offers about 10% lower than yours.
Taking everything into consideration, our offer is reasonable.
Only because we have cooperated for a long time, we place the order for rice with you.
To be honest, we make little profit at this price.
We only hope that your price is comparable to others. It's reasonable, isn't it?
All right, we can cut our price by 3% in order to be in line with your market. It's absolutely our bottom line.
Okay, let's call it a deal. Question 1. Where is the competition from? Question 2. How does the woman cut the price? Question 3. Which of the following statements is true according to the conversation? Task 2.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Bush. What products are you interested in?
I'm interested in your company's printers. Can I have a look at your printers on display first?
Sure. Here are our catalogs, which may help you make a good decision.
Could you give me some idea of your prices?
Here is the price list.
Let me see. It's a little expensive. Could you give us a special discount?
I'm sorry. This is our lowest price, and we can't go any further.
We'll place a large order this time, if the price is more favorable.
When you consider the quality of our products, you'll see our price is quite reasonable.
Well, I'll call our head office and see what they have to say.
No problem. Thank you for your inquiry. If you need any more information, please call me. This is my card.
Thank you. Task 3. We're interested in your pure silk shirts.
This is our newest style for this year.
I'd like to order 300 pieces first for a trial order. If it proves to be satisfactory in our market, we'll order more.
I'm sorry. The minimum order for this style is 800 pieces at $15.
Oh dear. This style is new to our customers. 800 pieces will be too many for us. Could you reduce your minimum to 500 pieces?
500 pieces with a slight increase in the price is the best I can do. $1 more than the present price, okay?
Well, I could accept your offer on condition that you will deliver the goods right away.
Okay, you can count on it.
Task 4.
Good morning, Mr. Mailer. You've got our catalog and price list?
Yes, your secretary gave them to me yesterday afternoon, and I studied them carefully in the evening.
Considering our good relationship, we're prepared to give you a 2% discount on orders over $100,000 in value.
2%? It's too little. You see, it exceeds our budget. How about 5%?
I'm afraid we can't agree to 5%. You know, the cost of raw materials has doubled recently.
We're your old partner, and we've done business with you for 10 years. We do hope you'll give us special consideration.
Okay. In that case, let's meet halfway. We suggest a 3.5% discount on orders over $100,000 in value.
A 3.5% discount on orders over $100,000 in value. I agree. What about delivery then?
You'll have to sign the contract with us within 1 month, and delivery can be made 2 months after that.
Yes, a contract must be signed within 1 month, and shipment will be made within 2 months after that.
Is there anything you want to add, Mr. Mailer?
No, I think that's all. I'm very glad we've settled the problem.
I'm glad we have reached an agreement, and I hope it'll lead to more business between us.
Task 5. Negotiating is the process by which two or more parties with different needs and goals work together to find a mutually acceptable solution to an issue. Understanding more about the negotiation process allows you to manage your negotiations with confidence and increases the chance of success. Before negotiations, you should set your goals clearly. Determine what you want and what your bottom line would be. During negotiations, start by talking about something with which no one could disagree. You can recite basic facts that the other party will say yes to. Give them a chance to tell you what they want. They may have an offer more favorable than you expected. If you disagree with something, state your disagreement in a gentle but firm way. Don't quarrel with the other party or get into a struggle. Remember, negotiations do involve compromise. Unless you can get the other party to want exactly what you want, you will have to compromise. But you don't have to compromise your principles. Negotiating is a complex process, but one worth mastering. If you follow the tips above, you will find the process easier.